This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With President Trump's travel ban set to take effect in part after the Supreme Court's ruling earlier this week, attention is turning to some degree back to immigration policy and those affected by it. While people living in the United States illegally have a baseline level of anxiety pretty much all the time, that baseline has been higher since Election Day. Parents, in particular, are starting to confront the possibility they could be separated from their children if they're detained or deported. Emma Jacobs has our story from Camden, New Jersey.
On a recent Sunday, 50 families sat down with law students and volunteer attorneys in a Catholic school basement in Camden. Together, they filled out forms designating friends or family members to take care of the children if immigration takes parents away.
After the election, it was just boom. The requests started pouring in.
Joanne Gottesman runs the immigration clinic at Rutgers Law School.
Every school, church, you know, in Camden, they have been reaching out to us to try to schedule events like this.
The same thing is playing out in communities around the country. Some parents want their children cared for just until they can send for them. But others are considering a longer separation, particularly if the children are American citizens and would have the right to stay in the U.S.
I want to keep her here because in our country it's not safe. It's a lot of gangs, not too much opportunity either to work.
That's Sonia. We're not using her last name because of her immigration status. She came to the U.S. from Guatemala 2 decades ago and went to the Camden workshop to name a caretaker for her 12-year-old daughter. Sonia says if she and her husband are deported, she wants her 12-year-old to stay in the U.S., where she believes her daughter can have a better future. Sonia also signed a document that would give control of her assets, including her home and car, to her sister-in-law and her adult daughter, for whom she has a growing pile of paperwork.
I prepared her when you need to next payment for the mortgage, when coming the next payment for the electricity, all that kind of stuff she needs to know.
The Migration Policy Institute estimates that 31% of immigrants living in the U.S. without authorization own their homes. This community as a whole is underbanked, but many also have bank accounts, which can be difficult to manage from abroad. Sonia's adult daughter works 2 jobs while attending college. Sonia's sister-in-law, Ibelia, has her green card and would take charge of Sonia's youngest. Ibelia is a single mom with 2 kids of her own, but the biggest challenge she imagines isn't financial. It would be to provide the emotional support her niece will need if she's separated from her parents.
I remember one time she went to sleep over for the first time, and she was crying in the house because she missed mommy. She's going like for longer period, and she don't want to see her.
Veronica Roche is a Catholic nun who works with Sonia and other immigrants at churches in South Jersey and Philadelphia. She says some immigrants in the U.S. illegally don't have friends or family members to turn to.
A lot of people, the people they're closest to, would trust the most, where their children would feel comfortable, are people in the same legal status.
Others say the cost of hiring an attorney to do custody work, usually in the hundreds of dollars, has been a deterrent. Sonia still has one more document to complete for her daughter, who's now anxious to get a U.S. passport so that she could travel to Guatemala to see her parents if they're deported. In Camden, New Jersey, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.